available plots.
Yeah, there's those two plots on that main area. Now, there's many broken buildings there. Many. I drove all around. But the plots are too small.
You'd have to buy several of them together.
Yeah. And also, they're out of the city. They're more out of reach. They're not in that... That one area is the best area. There's a two-lane road. You know, one... traffic going one way and traffic going another way with an island in the center.
And all the hotels are there.
And all the hotels are there. So all the top people are there.
And
that
like
poor hotel
Bombay.
Was packed up with foreigners and with local people very nicely dressed. And this plot is just near the Puri Hotel. So it's a nice area and the breeze is wonderful. Very nice breeze from the ocean. So if we build a nice multi-story, that breeze will be very healthy. So I have to leave here tomorrow morning at 8:30 and meet with the man at around 9:30, 10. And he'll give me all the names and addresses, and he'll show me some other plots. Then perhaps if maybe you would like to see it the following day, we can drive there and show you the plot as soon as I get more information.
Would you like to do that, Srila Prabhupada?
Oh, yes.
Have you been to Puri for a long time?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, in recent years, or...?
No. Recent years I'm not going because my disciples are not allowed. I don't wish to go.
I was here during Durga Puja, and there were thousands of people entering that temple. Thousands. I mean, there was just a tide all day long.
Yes.
So I know if we have a temple...
Last I went to see, before going to USA, 1958.
Almost 20 years.
Yes. 1950. After that, I had no chance.
There's no doubt that if we build a temple there, it must be very,
because
very magnificent.
After some years I went to USA.
Yes.
1965.
Mm.
1958 or 59, I went. For 4 or 5 years, that's it. And after going to USA, there are no chance.
In front of the temple, though, is so many beggars.
Huh?
You cannot walk peacefully in front of the temple. So many beggars and no one is...
In 1920... I came to Bhubaneswar, so I was thrown with so many beggars. At that time I promised, if I bring at least, in those days, more than 1,000 rupees to distribute to the beggars, then I shall come. I don't know. Because whatever money I had, I distributed. I still have come. So much beggars are lost now. Beggars, very poor man.
We could have very big prasadam distribution there in Puri. Right on the beach, we could set up a whole prasadam distribution.
Yes, you arrange for prasad distribution, you become very popular.
None of the tourists who are Westerners
ever
takes Jagannath prasadam. Do you think?
No, there's good prasadam they'll take.
But they didn't.
There's some sending the sweet shops, but
if they understand, they're very talented.
No.
But that beachfront, if we're on there, we can use that beach as a place to feed thousands of people.
Plus all the pilgrims that come to Puri for the temple festivals. They'll also come to our temple if it is very big.
Yes, that's it.
But what style will it be? Different style.
Huh?
It will be a different style of architecture.
But now, that will be new introduction.
Vrindavan is not a very big temple.
Yeah, it's not
big, but Bombay.
Yeah, that's the same, along the same lines at least. Yeah.
Shouldn't it be higher than the Puri temple or less?
We can make it higher for not too much extra cost. The height is not that expensive. I was talking.
It should be because you can see Puri temple from the road 10 miles away.
It would be appropriate if this temple was taller.
That could be done.
Because then it could be seen from miles away.
Yeah, Bombay Temple was restricted for height. Otherwise, it was going
to
be...
Because high. Along the road, say about 10 kilometers, they have a sign. Look to your right and you will see Puri in your sight. But they have a sign.
What?
The poem. Along the road.
Oh.
They said, look to your right and you will see Lord Jagannath Temple in your sight. And sure enough, you see coming up about 10 miles out of the city at that temple. So similarly, if we have a very high temple, it can be seen.
What line is
left? To your left.
This is very exciting.
Huh?
This idea of building in Puri. And Prabhupada said the main deities would be Krishna and Balaram.
Yes. If we build in Puri, will we have Jagannath?
Yes. Jagannath, Vitaiko, Guru Gauranga.
And Krishna Balaram.
Like Vrindavan.
That will also be very wonderful to have Lord Gauranga on the altar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very important. Yeah.
Very big deities. That would be good if there were big Gornatai deities.
Huge deities.
Like in Hyderabad. We have those very big deities there. 5 feet.
5 feet?
Yeah.
Deity, we can get it done here also. But there is no white stone. Stone is available here.
Yes, stone there, but no marble.
Anything made of iron, corrodes.
Iron.
Yeah.
Yes. We have to be very careful in the type of materials that we use. Also, near the sea, would that? I think on cement that has some effect. We'd have to make it the temple out of stone or marble.
Yes.
So that it will last many centuries.
Yes. Because I have seen all of the cement buildings, within 5 or 10 years, it's finished. You have to put a new plastering. So I think we have to use either stone or marble.
Yeah.
White marble.
That's expensive.
Stone's not so bad.
If you have stone and you cover it with marble.
It depends what type of stone. They have that red stone in Rajasthan, like in Vrindavan. You've seen that red stone?
Yeah.
Very nice. They're using that in... I saw a big hotel in Bombay. They have used that stone. Very beautiful. Cool. That red stone that you see in Vrindavan.
Red stone. That is very beautiful.
Yes. That Heshi Ghat, that is made of that red stone. They're using it, I saw, in one hotel on the front in Bombay. Very beautiful.
What?
In Bombay. I saw it while we were driving in a taxi downtown.
Oh.
It's a new hotel. and they had that red stone. It's the first time I saw it in Bombay.
But that stone is very...
But the building, whatever building we build, would require much maintenance due to the fact that it's near the ocean. Like I've noticed fans, they rust when they're near the ocean.
Yeah.
So they probably would have to be painted once a year. We'd have to paint at least once a year. Paint everything.
Anything made of iron will require it.
Yes.
Therefore, this reinforced concrete is not good.
No. Unless it is, we put marble over it, then it's all right.
Even bricks.
Yeah, bricks also fade away. I have seen the bricks have become so small on those buildings, the buildings that are broken down. Now those buildings can't be more than 20 or 30 years old.
Only?
Yeah, I saw one in Gopalpur. I saw one built in 1938 called Blue Haven, and there was nothing left of it. It just, the whole thing just corroded away. There was just a few things left. And the sign, the marble sign's in 1938. So that's a matter of 30, 40 years. There was nothing left of the cement, and the bricks were finished. So we'd have to take careful advice of making it out of stone.
Yeah.
Stone or marble?
In the one side, you gotta have stone.
Yes.
To build such a big temple, you'll need many devotees.
Oh, yeah.
Pujaris, cooks, collectors.
Could be a very members. Big
you need
project.
At least 50 devotees.
Oh yeah.
So it's going to take a little while. Yeah.
Big temple means at least 50 men.
Yeah.
But I know there'll be no problem getting people there. It's so nice.
The thing is, if we start off gradually as the construction's going on, if this group of people that are working there, maybe some local people will join us too.
Oh yeah, we'll get local men to join.
So who will make that there? That's the real question. Who will sit there?
Coconut tree can grow.
Yes, and I think cashew.
Huh?
These cashews, they also grow.
And jhau.
What
about jhau? This fiber like bricks. That is strawberry.
Some kind of a fruit?
No fruit. Evergreen. It's called evergreen.
Oh, yeah. I have seen them growing on the beach there.
Yeah.
Yes. These pine trees are like evergreen tree. Yeah. I saw some there.
That is good.
Yes.
And that tree is very costly here in India.
Cashews are very costly.
When I was going to a country at Kochi, they loaded in the ship cashews, black pepper, and lobster. Big, big cases. There are many American farms. They're export business. Lobster is very favorite food.
Yes.
In the West.
Yes.
Although it is rotten, still they take it.
My father used to take at least once a week.
Lobster juice.
Lobster and everything. The juice. He used to eat many lobster. King lobster.
It's a big business.
Oh.
In the state of Maine, that is one of their main sources of income.
Yeah.
Lobster. Famous, Maine, that state. The
they
northern.
Get lobster locally? Or in
they fish. Like the waters.
No, but they farm them. It's become like farming. They raise them in a scientific way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like they grow chicken.
Yes. It's all scientific.
And they sell all over the America.
They artificially fatten them up.
For peace eater, lobster is very favorite.
Yes, with here, butter.
Here in India.
They use with butter.
Butter?
Yes.
But it has butter.
Peace. No, but they dip in butter. That's how they used to serve. My father, he used to take like that. And lemon. Lemon juice. So also, Prabhupada, when I was in Dhaka, I think I told you that when I was there, they were willing to sign over that land to our society. It's a very nice plot. Yes, because no one is maintaining, and he has no followers, and he knows when he dies, then there's nothing. So he was interested, and not only him, but his supporters were also pushing him to sign it over, and they had agreed, but then the war broke out and I left, and I think a lot of them have been killed who were his main finance backers. He had some lawyers and doctors who were donating, but I think they have all been killed, so now he has no one. So recently some of our men have gone to Dhaka for visa to come back. And he's still interested, more so now.
He's not killed.
No, he survived.
Long life.
Yes, he's very old. I think he's 80, 85 or something. So I have to leave the country by the 30th because my visa is finished.
Oh.
So I was thinking that I should go to Dhaka for a few days and see and meet him again. And see about this land, and also whether we can get the society registered in Bangladesh.
That we can.
Yes. Well, it's a Muslim state, but maybe he can help us. And I want to see if he's really serious, you know, or whether he'll.
He is under whose control?
Tirtha Maharaj. Oh. But they never gave him anything. They never gave him men. They never gave him money. Nothing.
Not even letters.
No, they never even wrote him. They didn't care.
Bhavananda Maharaj told me.
And there's still a foundation
for 10
years. 1948. There is a foundation there of a building which was started in 1947 or 48. And I was very surprised because the building has a frame of steel girders. Not cement, but steel, big steel girder. It has a frame. I think it's about a two-story building, say half the size of Mayapur building, half the size. And the frame is still there. I asked Pancharatna, who went there, if it was still there or whether it was blown away by the war. He said, no, it is still there. So there's already a building. There's a stone wall around the property. I think it's around maybe about a 3/4 to an acre. But it's in the heart of the city. It's in a good area, a very populated area, but very nice area also. So I thought I would go there and see, and then come back, get a new visa, and then return and give a report. Yes.
That was started by my good wife.
Yes.
We had to protect.
Yes, because after he goes, there's nothing.
Sita Maharaj was planning to extend that property with the Calcutta Mahavita. That he would give him that property, and this Mahamudan would give him this property, his property. I checked it. I, of course, the donor, the Balihati Jamindar, that you donated this temple and it is going to be in the hands of Mahavira. Do you like it? Sorry. No, I don't like it. Make it inquiry, inquire. And he immediately wrote to Thamaraj that you are contemplating. This we do not approve. We are the donor. So, Tita Maharaj replied him that it is no more in the hands of the donor. I am the trustee. Whatever I like, I can do. Then there was very strong correspondence, and Tita Maharaj could not dare to do it. Otherwise, he had his name to give the temple to a Mahamedan and accept the Calcutta property which belongs to him.
So when he could not do that, he just left it?
Yes. He had no spiritual idea. Simply he wanted to exploit the property.
Yes. So maybe we can save that place.
Yes, if we can do it.
Because still there is 15 million Hindus in Bangladesh.
Yes.
When I was there, there were many doctors and lawyers, but I think all of them have been murdered.
Okay.
I think the only Hindus that are left are the poor people. But while I was there, the teachers and the lawyers, and most prominent lawyer was Hindu. Doctors, all
bread.
Educated men, yes.
Let's see the policy.
But they, I think, annihilated all of the... anyone who had any education, just like that boy he was translating your books, they shot him in front of firing squad. One boy. I printed one book there in Bengali. I think 3,000 copies. The Peace Formula. Who is Crazy, I think. It was about 15 pages. They gave me some donation. Even that Gopal, his name is Gopal Krishna Brahmachari. He also gave me from his pocket. And I printed, we had it translated in Bengali. But then,
he was killed?
Yes, and for translating. He was shot in front, not him, but this other Brahmachari, young boy. Very nice boy. His name was Karuna Moye.
For translating it, they did.
Yes. For translating. They wanted to annihilate anyone who had any literary talent. That was their idea. Or anyone who had any education. So that after they left the country, there wouldn't be anything. Because they knew they had to leave one day because of the revolutionary spirit. So they thought, let us ravage the whole country and then leave. And that's what they did. Their main attack was the university. When I was there, that was their first attack. Because that university was a very old one. In
yes, Akhayan was next to Calcutta. You know.
Yes.
Let's see how human beings are becoming less than ferocious animals.
Even one man, he was making a plaque in your name in thankfulness for preaching this Vaishnava Dharma. He was making a wooden plaque, and he was a doctor of physics at the university, and one night they came in and shot him and his whole family. This man, he was very helpful to us while we were there.
Only fault that he was making some...
No, his fault is that he had some education. Anyone who was doing anything, this one boy who was translating your books, he was a very educated person. He was about 30 years old.
Hindu.
Hindu, yes. He was brahmachari there at the ashram. He was the chief pujari. But he joined us. We toured a few areas and he came with us and arranged for everything. He joined us and he was translating. We printed the book, I saw it, but then the war broke out a few days after it was ready, so I had to leave all the copies there. When I go there, I will try and find it. Maybe it is still there. We spent about 500 rupees, 500-600 rupees.
What Pakistan has gained by this separation. Actually, they have not yet.
By the separation?
Yes.
Of Bangladesh? Or of India?
India.
Oh, they haven't gained anything.
Karachi is finished. Nobody goes there.
No, it's a desert.
Yeah.
I've been there. It's a horrible place.
Why do you want that?
When I came from Dhaka, there was only one flight a day because of the war. They could not overfly India, so there was one flight a day from Dhaka to Ceylon to Karachi.
Long distance.
Yes, very long flight. So I was number 15,000 on the list. Everybody camped out at the airport. Because of the war, everyone wanted to leave. So there was a line of 15,000 people. They gave me my number. I was 15,000. So we waited at the airport. I said, I can't wait here because the bombs were dropping and the tanks were coming and the troops were coming. And I said, I got to get out of here. So I spoke with the commander and I played him a tape of kirtan. I had a tape, and all the officers, they were Muslim men from Pakistan, and they started clapping, kirtan, you know. So I asked them, could you allow me to go on board before all the others? There's no use in us staying here. Who knows what will happen? We are foreigners. We were dressed as sadhus also. So he allowed us to go on in front of everyone. So we managed to leave.
What was the condition at that time, Janan, during the war?
Where? In Dhaka?
Yes.
There was starvation immediately. There was no food in the whole city. I was living on chapatis. That's all we had. Of course, we were very nervous, so we couldn't eat so much anyway. Because there was so much going on in the city, bombings and firing. So
general public.
And most of the army, they imported the army from Pakistan. These men were 6 feet tall. These were, they have a certain name.
Jat.
Jat, no. Ratan or something.
Pathan.
Huh?
Pathan.
Yes. Very huge myth. Yes. So in comparison to the Bengali, they were very small. So they were very fearful of these fighters. The whole Pakistani army was made of these Pathans. Very huge men. Very tall.
Yeah.
So there was great fear in the hearts of the people because they're very small. So, and all of the equipment was imported from America. All the tanks, the jeeps, all the planes, all American.
Why American patronized Pakistan?
Because against Russia, India was is with Russia. And China also, the Pakistanis, when I was in Pakistan, they have great love for the Chinese people. More when I was there, it was more than the Americans. They liked the Chinese more than the Americans. Because I went to the Karachi University because I thought we could start some preaching there. So I met the professor of philosophy, and he had agreed that we could give some lecture, but not on Indian culture, but on yoga or something. So the students there were very much, they liked the Chinese. They were always talking, oh, China. So China's also opposed to Russia, so in this way, the sides were taken. But it's a hellish place there. It's all sand.
Karachi.
Yes. Very hot. We used to get our fruit. There was no place where we could eat. So we used to buy fruit and nuts at the Empress Market, very big market.
Dhaka?
No, in Karachi.
Oh.
Very huge market. They have very good, these grapefruits.
Oh.
They're very sweet there.
Grape?
Grapefruit.
Oh.
You know, like orange. But very sweet tasting.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yellow rice.
Huh?
Yellow rice? Or greenish?
Yellowish color?
No, they're pinkish inside. Pink color.
Oh.
Yellow skin, but pink inside.
Yes.
And very sweet.
Kharbooja.
Yes.
And some sweet scent also.
Yeah, they're very nice. We ate so many of them. I read in the paper they're having elections in March.
Karachi?
No, here. Here in India.
Oh.
They're holding elections. Because of the emergency, they had banned the election.
In Bengal, there'll be an election?
No, all over India.
So?
For the Lok Sabha, for the parliament.
So Tarun Kanti will be up for election?
No, that's something else. This is for the parliament.
So Indira is not being?
No.
Up for
election. Huh?
Just the parliament members, that's
yeah,
all.
Just parliament.
Not the ministers.
No. Indira. She must be parliament member.
Yeah, but I don't think she's affected. I didn't read. I just saw on the man's desk.
Oh.
I just saw the elections to be held.
She's from Malabar?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's parliament. Maybe for her.
It'll be fixed.
So Prabhupada, I'll have to leave on the 25th from here. Because I could only get a 28-day visa from Kathmandu. So I have to leave the country by the 30th. So I'll go to Dhaka and check everything out, then return and give a report, and we can decide what we should do.
Yeah, if we can get, we shall take it.
Yes.
And we can, you can start center there.
Yeah.
That will be very good. And when they see that Americans are taking, the Mohammedans will be attracted.
Yes. No, I found them. They weren't so fanatic. The Bengali Muslims are not like the others. They're very nice.
Educated.
Well, I spoke with students.
They're not educated.
Yeah, and most of the business and industry is in the hands of the Muslims. So, but they, we walked around like this, and there was no trouble. At that time.
They have got a Bengali language.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, they speak Bengali.
No, they kept Bengali language, state language.
Yes.
So, naturally.
I was thinking also that Satchidananda Maharaj, he has learned Bengali. So, I was thinking that he may also go with me, because he knows Bengali, he speaks it. And he is not so
take some guitar down.
Yes, I'm going to take. I was thinking if my vans get kicked out of the country because of the customs, that we would go to Bangladesh and take trunk loads of Gitagyans and go to Dhaka and Chittagong and some of the area, the big cities.
It will be great.
Yes.
There's a few people asking for darshan.
Yes.
There's one boy who's we've been preaching to. He's a student in sociology. And a few ones.
No laji before Krishna called. All laji finished.
You going to stay here, Harry, sir?
No, I have to take it out.
So I should take it out? Leave it, just leave it.
Boss. Bolan ki prasna. Abrata Aideshya.
Pardon?
You belong to Odisha.
Right. To Bhuvaneswar.
Bhuvaneswar. So, what is your philosophy?
So we're coming just to have a darshan of him.
This young man here is a student. He's studying for his MA in sociology. He's been asking, he has a few questions. They want him there.
Yes.
If you have some questions, you can ask.
He has student.
Sir, from the very beginning I am attached to the society and through the other.
Everyone is social animal.
Thanks, sir.
Society, friendship, and love, they say, divinely bestowed upon man. So, because we are strongly in misunderstanding our identification, we take this society as divinely. But we have got this society that is not on the bodily concept. Otherwise, these European, American, African, Canadian, they would not have come together. This is a different platform. It is a society, but on the spiritual platform.
sir, may I know the meaning of the divine name Hare Krishna and Hare Ram? The real meaning of the divine name Hare Krishna and Hare Ram?
Meaning is very simple. The Hare, it is addressing, sambodhan. Just like we ask somebody, hello, Mr. such and such. It is like the Hara. Hara is the energy of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is Hari. And Hara is the energy, potency. So we are addressing Hara, Hare, and Krishna, that is also addressing Nara, Krishna. So we are praying, oh, the energy of the Lord, and oh, your Lordship, kindly engage us in your service. This is
that is the meaning of Krishna.
Krishna is not of address. O Krishna. And O Krishna's energy. Please engage me in your service. Because we are in service, every one of us. What you are doing?
Sir, I am a service holder.
Huh?
I am a government servant.
Is your servant?
Yeah.
Any one of you?
Yes, I am.
Huh?
I am a servant.
So everyone is servant?
No, sir, servant? Yes, we are serving in the government of.
So they are servant?
Yeah.
So every one of us is a servant.
Right.
But this service has not pleased us.
Right.
Therefore, we are seeking other service. The service of the Supreme.
Sir, what is the way to serve the Supreme?
That is another thing. Just like a servant, when he is not pleased, somehow or other, with the Master, he seeks another service. Is it not?
Right.
Similarly, the service in this material world will never please us, neither the Master. Take for example, Gandhi. He gave so much service to his country, to his countrymen. But what was the result? He was shot dead. So who can please more than Gandhi? So you should take lesson from this. That if you are engaged in rendering service to the material world, neither you will be happy nor the Master will be happy. It is simply waste of time.
Waste of time?
Yes.
And those who are fighting for the country.
Huh?
Those who are fighting for the country and for
anyway, material service is simply waste of time.
Actually, what is spiritual service?
Spiritual service is to render service to Krishna. As Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajyamāme tanu śaraṇam vaja. That will be happy.
Our Gopal Das, those are freedom fighters.
Huh?
They are actually in the wrong path. Freedom fighters.
No, everyone who is not serving Krishna, he is in the wrong path.
Krishna means
who
is he?
Is
he a personal or impersonal?
Person. Service means person.
Person?
Yes. Unless you are person, I am person. How I can serve you? How you can accept
me? What is God and Krishna? Is there any difference?
God is person, that I am saying.
God is person?
Yes. Like you, as you are talking with me, I am talking with you.
Sir, he is not infinite.
Yes. That you have to understand. Although he is person, he is infinite. That you have to understand. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Very one man, if you do argue in that way, many people, then there will be no answer. You should know the etiquette.
Sir,
How can I answer so many persons at a time? So this infinite is expressed, infiniteness. Krishna says, Maya tatamidam sarvam. I am infinitely everywhere. Maya tatamidam sarvam. Jagat abhakta murtina. Just like here, in this room. Do you think there is no government in this room? Do you think there is no government within this room?
Yes, sir, I think there is some government.
There is. But there, it is not, there is no representative of God. But still we are under the government. This is abhakta. The government is there, but it doesn't mean that the Prime Minister or the President is there. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. But he says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina, unmanifested.